This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 102 Biography of John Tester, the Senator from Montana. General Information. John Tester is a prominent American politician serving as the senior United States Senator from Montana. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in office since 2007. Born on August 21, 1956, in Havre, Montana, Tester has become known for his distinctive appearance, including his flat-top haircut and missing fingers, which he lost in a meat grinder accident as a child. Early life and education. John Tester was born into a farming family in the small town of Havre, Montana. His parents, David and Helen Tester, were third-generation farmers, instilling in him a strong work ethic and a deep connection to the land. He grew up working on the family farm, which would later influence his political views and policies. Tester attended Washington State University, where he studied music education. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1978. His interest in music was evident from a young age, playing in the school band and later teaching music in Big Sandy, Montana, before returning to farming full-time. Early career. After college, John Tester returned to Montana to manage the family farm. His farming background provided him with first-hand experience in agriculture, which would later become a cornerstone of his political career. He also served on several local boards, including the Big Sandy School Board, where he was known for his pragmatic approach to community issues. In 1998, Tester was elected to the Montana Senate, representing the 45th District. During his tenure, he focused on issues like education, healthcare, and rural development, often advocating for policies that supported small farmers and rural communities. His legislative efforts were marked by a commitment to transparency and accountability, earning him respect across party lines. Election history. John Tester's first major step into national politics came in 2006 when he ran for the U.S. Senate. He defeated the incumbent Republican Senator Conrad Burns in a closely watched election, capitalizing on public dissatisfaction with Burns' involvement in the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. Tester's campaign focused on his roots as a farmer and his outsider status in Washington politics. In 2012, Tester was re-elected to the Senate, defeating Republican Denny Rayburg. His campaign highlighted his bipartisan work in the Senate and his efforts to represent Montana's interests, particularly in agriculture and veterans affairs. He won by a narrow margin, showcasing his ability to connect with voters across the political spectrum. His third term came in 2018 after defeating Republican Matt Rosendale. This election was particularly challenging due to the national political climate, but Tester's focus on local issues and his reputation for being a straight talker helped him secure another victory. His ability to win in a state that leans Republican has made him a notable figure in American politics. Political stances. John Tester is known for his centrist and pragmatic approach to politics, often bridging the gap between Democrats and Republicans. He has been a strong advocate for veterans, serving as the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. His policies aim to improve healthcare, education, and benefits for veterans, reflecting his personal connection to military service through his family. In agriculture, Tester has been a vocal proponent of small farmers and has worked to protect them from large corporate interests. He has supported legislation that promotes sustainable farming practices and has been critical of trade deals that he believes disadvantage American farmers. His stance on GMO labeling reflects his commitment to consumer rights and transparency in food production. On healthcare, Tester has pushed for reforms that would make healthcare more accessible and affordable, particularly in rural areas. He has supported measures to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, arguing that it's essential for the health of Montana's rural communities. However, he has also been critical of aspects of the ACA, seeking to find a middle ground that addresses both cost and coverage. Regarding energy, Tester supports a balanced approach, advocating for renewable energy while recognizing the importance of fossil fuels in Montana's economy. He has backed initiatives to increase energy efficiency and reduce emissions, but has also supported coal and natural gas industries, reflecting the state's economic realities. His nuanced stance on energy policy underscores his commitment to representing all facets of Montana's diverse interests. John Tester, the senior U.S. senator from Montana, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond for several compelling reasons. Firstly, Tester's background as a third-generation farmer from Big Sandy, Montana, resonates deeply with the state's rural and agricultural communities. His hands-on experience in farming gives him a unique perspective on the issues that matter most to Montanans, such as water rights, agricultural subsidies, and rural development. This authenticity in understanding and addressing the needs of rural America sets him apart from many politicians who might not have such direct ties to the land and its people. Another key factor in Tester's support base is his commitment to veterans' issues. As a veteran himself, having served in the National Guard, Tester has been a vocal advocate for veterans' rights, health care, and benefits. His efforts in pushing for better mental health services, improved VA facilities, and support for veterans transitioning back to civilian life have earned him respect and loyalty from the veteran community, which is substantial in Montana. Moreover, John Tester is known for his bipartisan approach in a highly polarized political environment. He has often worked across the aisle to pass legislation that benefits Montana, demonstrating that he values practical solutions over partisan politics. This approach not only appeals to voters who are tired of gridlock but also showcases his ability to navigate and influence national politics effectively. His role in the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and his work on the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee are testament to his legislative impact. Tester's advocacy for Montana's natural resources and public lands also plays a significant role in his support. He has been a defender of public land access, which is crucial for Montana's economy, particularly in terms of tourism and recreation. His opposition to policies that would privatize or diminish public lands aligns with the values of many Montanans who see these lands as part of their heritage and economic livelihood. Lastly, John Tester's personal style and direct communication have endeared him to many. He is often described as a straight shooter, someone who speaks plainly and directly, which is a refreshing trait in the often convoluted world of politics. His down-to-earth demeanor, combined with his active engagement with constituents through town halls and community meetings, reinforces his image as a senator who truly represents the people of Montana. This personal touch, along with his policy stances, makes him a favored figure among those who value integrity and accessibility in their elected officials. One of the primary reasons people do not support John Tester, the senator from Montana, is his stance on gun control. Given Montana's strong hunting and gun-owning culture, many constituents feel that Tester's support for certain gun control measures, like background checks and bans on certain types of firearms, is out of touch with the state's values. They argue that these policies infringe upon their Second Amendment rights, which are deeply cherished in rural communities where self-defense and hunting are integral parts of life. Another significant point of contention is Tester's environmental policies. While environmental conservation is important, many Montanans, particularly those in industries like mining, logging, and agriculture, believe that Tester's environmental regulations are too restrictive. They feel these regulations hinder economic growth and job creation in sectors that are vital to Montana's economy. His support for policies aimed at reducing carbon emissions and protecting public lands often clashes with the interests of those who rely on these lands for their livelihood. John Tester's alignment with National Democratic policies has also drawn criticism. Many voters in Montana, a state with a history of electing both Democrats and Republicans, feel that Tester often votes in line with the National Democratic agenda rather than representing the unique needs and values of Montana. This perception is particularly strong when it comes to issues like health care reform, where his support for the Affordable Care Act and other federal health initiatives is seen as not addressing the specific rural health care challenges faced by Montanans. There's also a sentiment among some voters that Tester has become too much of a Washington insider. Despite his efforts to maintain an image of a farmer first and politician second, his long tenure in the Senate has led some to question whether he truly understands the day-to-day struggles of the average Montanan. His involvement in national politics and the associated fundraising activities are viewed by some as evidence that he's more focused on maintaining his political career than serving his constituents. Lastly, Tester's positions on immigration and border security have alienated some voters. While he has taken a moderate stance, advocating for both border security and a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, this middle ground does not satisfy those who demand stricter immigration controls. They see his policies as too lenient, potentially encouraging illegal immigration, which they believe could have negative economic and social impacts on Montana. In summary, opposition to John Tester stems from a variety of issues where his legislative decisions and political stances are perceived to conflict with the traditional, conservative, and libertarian values held by many in Montana. His approach to gun rights, environmental regulations, alignment with national democratic policies, perceived disconnect from local issues, and immigration views all contribute to the dissatisfaction among a segment of the electorate. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.